while making ourselves comfortable in the posture that invites us into being stable and solid while not being rigid, allowing the vertebrae to take its natural posture if we're sitting down, allowing the pelvis and the tailbone to drop in to the surface that's supporting maybe the chair or the cushion, whatever supporting, allowing this area to feel held by this surface, to be comfortable, content in this space. And that means allowing the bones and the muscles to begin to relax and ease into the support, allowing the hips, the joints to relax, the tendons to relax, the knees to relax, the ankles and the toes to relax into the support offered by this earth beneath us, wherever we are. Allowing the head to sit gently on top of the spine, not too much forward, not too much backward. And allowing the shoulders to drop from where it usually hangs out around the ears. Maybe intentioning the shoulder blades toward each other. And allowing the heart space to open up now that we release the shoulders back down. Maybe we feel a little opening in the heart space. And allowing the arms to rest gently on the thighs. The hands to rest on the thighs, or one hand on each other, on the other. Allow the space between the joints of the fingers to rest into the support of the hand or the thigh or the chair. And allowing the eyes to relax and the eyelids to shade the eye, the eyeball. Shade it from the external impingements without tightening the muscles too much around the eyes. And I'd like to invite us into a meditation with the elements. The meditation will invite in a coming home to the elements in us, remembering the elements in us, and then also inviting in the refreshing reconnection with the elements outside of us. And so we breathe in and we follow this breath coming in the body. Maybe we notice it under the nose as it enters the body, maybe the chest as it expands, or the belly as it distends. Wherever you notice the breath, let that be your anchor to come back to the breath. When the mind wanders, not if, but when the mind wanders away, and following the breath as it leaves the body. Again, noticing where you note this in the body. Maybe it's the collapse of the belly, or the contraction of the chest wall, or the warm breath coming out from the nose above the lip. And Just follow this with awareness, with this closeness, without attachment. Following the breath in. Following the breath out. And we'll go through the elements in the body. Invitation now is to breathe in and let this breath energy move through the body, maybe extending downward from the belly into the lower extremities, into the thighs and the feet, across the shoulders, into the back body, up the neck, around the head. And noticing the element of earth in the body, the solidity of earth, whatever that is for you. Maybe it's a bony structure, maybe the teeth, the nail and the toes or the fingers. Breathe into that. Let the breath energy diffuse itself too. And notice that the energy can move through this solid structure in the body. Because that solid structure is also made up of the elements of water and wind and fire. Even though the way it presents might be solid, like an earth element, there's still parts of the other elements that inter-are with it. And noticing also the perhaps the solidity of a particular emotion that might be hanging out in our body somewhere. Maybe it's something that feels like a tightness, a solid block in us. Maybe it's connected to a particular emotion, like an old hurt, a wall that prevents us from reconnecting with other parts of our body or others. So notice that earth energy in the form of something that is held in this body. And if at any moment we feel overcome with fear or anxiety as we go through this meditation, I invite you to attempt to breathe through it, coming back to breath in and out. And if that isn't helpful, opening the eyes, noticing the areas of the body that touch something hard, the surface of the chair or the feet on the ground. And if that doesn't help, we can move the body, stand up, shake out the body, taking good care of what's up for you. Only you know what's up for you. And we always defer to our own healing ability, our own inner healer, to know what's needed right now. And so noticing this element of earth, emotional energy of earth in us, where this might be, and inviting in the breath there to take care of it, to And just be with it. Not necessarily to change anything, simply to be there with what is. And then inviting in the element of earth from outside of us. The earth itself. The tree. Allowing that refreshing, the largeness of that energy to support, to refresh, to renew the earth elements in us, in all its forms and shapes. Whether a bony structure, whether an emotional structure. Allowing the earth to come in and help take care of its sibling. It's all connected, it's not separate. We're simply remembering and inviting in with intention this renewing, this refreshing. Breathing in the earth element in us. Breathing out the earth element in us. Breathing in the water element in us. Allowing the breath to help us remember and notice this element of fluidity, of cohesiveness, of this element in us. The adherence of the cells to each other, the flow of vital fluids in us. The way small cells individually come together to form larger organs like the liver, the heart. This cohesiveness. And just noticing this element in us in the form of the material substance in the body. The blood, the sweat. The urine, the mucus, being grateful for all the amazing, beautiful roles that this and all the elements play in this body. so grateful. Bringing awareness to the emotional aspect of this element in us. Perhaps there's a movement of love in this body. It flows through the body. Moves from the heart space to the pelvis to the toes. Connecting different parts of the body. The feeling of being loved. How that moves through us, how that flows through us. Our emotions take up space in our body. How kindness flows through us. Nourishing parts, different parts of our body. Connecting, reconnecting us, the smiles that make us happy and grows in us. And then inviting in the element of water from outside this form to nourish us, to renew us, to befriend us again. Feeling this fresh exchange of this water element from outside with our water element inside. And allowing ourselves to sense into that. What is that, when we image that, what does that feel like in this body? Feeling refreshed by the element of water moving through us. Allowing us to feel connected to something larger than just this body. And breathing in, becoming aware, noticing the element of air in us. The powerful energy of air that actually can sometimes bring force with it. It sometimes pushes up against things in us. It resists things. This block, sometimes this block of air. It moves things in us. Just as it moves through the body, it also moves what's there. As we breathe in, we feel this gust of air coming in the body, moving through the body. And as we breathe out, we notice this force, this energy moving through us. We notice the distension of the belly, this force that moves this area, or the expansion of the lungs. Sometimes we notice this energy moving down the body. We sense it in the knees or moving down to the toes. Becoming aware of this movement, this force that has the ability to move, rearrange things. Bringing awareness to the emotional element of air in us. The things that take us by storm, as we say, storm into us. That moves into our body quickly, and we might experience it as powerful force. Pushing in the stomach, or sensation in the shoulder, or the hips, or the pelvis, or the head. Noticing how different emotions present as this element in us. When we say, I feel a pressure in my body, my head, my belly, noticing that and what that means. It could be a pressure of joy and happiness. It could be one of sadness or pain. And just getting familiar with how this body is made up of elements, and our emotions and feelings also manifest with the elements in the body. And in the same way, we can manifest something different simply by being aware of what's there and what it's made of, and inviting in other elements to help to find ease, to find comfort. To truly take control of our body. And then we invite in the element of air from outside, which we're doing all the time, sometimes knowingly and in forgetfulness when we breathe in the air from outside. Inviting in this with intention. To bring oxygen in, to exchange, to carbon dioxide, and also to bring movement places where there may be stuckness. Just inviting in this element of air to help us move things or sit by things and cool things off. Connecting with the natural air element outside and inside. Feeling connected to something larger. Part of something so vast. So amazing. So powerful. Coming back to the breath with awareness and inviting and enjoying the breath as it helps us notice the fire element in us, the heat in the body that allows digestion to occur, and transformation of one form to the other. Any process of that temperature that allows the natural transformation to occur. The way the body generates energy through heat. Also the one that cools down when it's necessary. Also noticing the way emotions show up in this elemental form, rage, anger, when we say we get hot under the collar, we get heated. How does that show up, this element of fire? How do we take care of that? How do we invite in the air element to help us cool that heat so we can see more clearly? Or the element of earth groundness in those moments of heatedness. Elements in the body, its material and its emotional forms, knowing that we have all we need right here in this body to help us take care of what's there in any one moment. And always able to invite in the element of fire outside of us when needed, when we're feeling cold, or maybe the emotion of being alone, being isolated. We invite in the element of heat to shift that feeling. Help us see more clearly. And help us notice, where does that show up? In our body, when we feel cold or disconnected from others, where does that show up? So we can invite in the energy of heat, the sun, the temperate moon energy to hold, to sit with that energy, or the air element to bring some coolness to something that might be overheating. Or when we're feeling too airy, as we say, bringing in the earth element to bring us down and reroot us to solidity. And just noticing all these amazing energies there. Interconnectedness and their inherent qualities and the fact that there is never one alone by itself. There's more appearance of one at any one time, like the element of heat. That maybe manifesting has other elements there as well. Element of air. As we come to the close of our meditation on the elements in us, the interbeing nature of all the elements in us at any one moment, and the interbeing nature of the elements in us with the elements outside of us. In any one moment. We can reflect that in any one moment we can remember that a step on the earth is this opportunity to renew ourselves with the earth element. From outside into us, inside of us. When we remember stepping on the earth, Mother Earth. Noticing what's in us that might benefit from releasing into the earth or benefit from inviting in the solidity of the earth in us when there's uncertainty in us or feeling disconnect. One step reminds us on the earth and she's there. Or the sun ray reminds us that she's there, the heat. Every moment is a new sun ray. There's so many that it feels like it's a continuous light, and yet each moment of sunlight is a new moment to reconnect, to invite in another renewal with this amazing element. Or the temperate moon beam. Or the wave, each wave, each moment of a new wave forming, a another opportunity to invite in that element. And any moment, any place and time, there's a new wave forming, an opportunity to remember and reconnect with that element, to wash into us when we need some washing. When we need something moved that might be stuck, to bring something together when it may be too far apart in us. It's the cohesive nature of water. And the element of air, knowing that every breath is another opportunity to come back and remember the present moment, what's there in us, outside. Deep gratitude for all the elements. Each movement or non-movement. Holds an opportunity to reconnect.